fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And we're on the sixth day of the octave of Christmas. We're basking in the light of the celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of all gifts, the love of the Father that's revealed in the Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life. And the past couple of days, we've been talking about the readings that the church gives us each day this week, the letter of 1 John, the gospel, the story of the holy innocents. And we see this continued theme that emerges throughout the scripture. And really, it's part of our whole journey. It's meant to inform us right now, to help us understand the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Between light and darkness, we've been talking about, what is that light? What is the darkness? What is being revealed there in the life of Jesus for us? And if you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs Monday and Tuesday, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. There's a lot there. All the programs are archived. You can listen to them on the computer or download them, put them on your iPod, listen to them at your convenience. Our television shows are there, Sister Ann's shows, her radio shows, lots of free stuff. I encourage you to go to the website. This is the holiday season. You might have a few minutes on your hand. I encourage you to go to renewalministries.net and just browse it. Click on the missions icon or word at the top of the page and just take some time to read about the missions that we're doing around the world in our ministry. This past year, we're finishing this year, I think we've done almost 45 international missions in 30 countries, I think roughly right in there, Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, in the Middle East, promoting the new evangelization, working with bishops, priests, lay people on the ground, very heroic, inspiring brothers and sisters who are passionate about the new evangelization and are moving forward with the gospel of mercy, proclaiming it both through works of mercy and corporal works of mercy, spiritual works of mercy, proclaiming the gospel. You can also find on there, go to our products. You've got all kinds of good stuff, I think, that could really inspire. You've got a lot of free stuff on there, newsletters, our past newsletters, booklets that we've written. Of course, the interview that I did last month with Dr. Mary Healy made it a CD. People have called and asked, can I get that? Can I somehow get a hold of that program? So what we did, we interviewed Dr. Healy on this program over a five-day period, and then five 15-minute talks, and then one of our producers or one of our editors edited it down and put it into one CD, and you can find it there on our website. I think you'll really enjoy it. Also, the CD I did last year on consolation and desolation, you know, the discernment of spirits and how we can understand the movement of God in us and cooperate with it more fully and understand also the movement of the enemy who's trying to lead us away from the Lord and be able to come into greater and greater freedom over him, but having discernment and clarity about what's the voice of God, what's the voice of man, and what's the voice of the enemy, and how I can hear God's voice and follow him. Well, today, the first reading, John goes on. He's been talking about the theme of darkness and light. He's been talking about if we fail to obey the commandments, to walk in the light, that's a phrase that he uses in different places, means to walk in the commandments of God, to walk in the will of God. Like Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. I obey the commands of the Lord because I want everybody to see, Jesus said in John 14, that I love the Father. And he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So he said, I'm the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. So Jesus has come to lead you, the beloved, as John addresses you, to lead you out of darkness into the light, to lead you out of slavery to sin, lead you out of the discouragement of the world and the anxiety and the fear of the world, the sin of the world, to lead you out to freedom. Not, he hasn't come to judge you. He's come to free you. He's come to bring you into what is his, and that is absolute freedom and complete fulfillment in unity with his Father's will. So today's reading is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 and following. And so John, very unique section of the letter. I'll just read it first and then comment. He said, I'm writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. You're a child of God. Even if you're not yet baptized and don't know him, you have been made by God and you're called to become God's child in his Son. He wants to give you power to become a child of God. That's what his offer is to you. And he said, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his namesake, your sins have been forgiven. Right from the beginning, Jesus called forth repentance. After his resurrection, when he appeared to the apostles in the upper room, Luke chapter 24's account of the resurrection, Jesus said, I will clothe you with power on high to go forward to preach the gospel. He said, for the forgiveness of sins, so that people can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and know and come into eternal life. So I'm writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his namesake. It's Jesus who makes that gift possible. It's his blood. It's his name. He's the firstborn from the dead. He's the Father's faithful witness. He's the one who has won the victory for us. And it's in his name that we have hope and we have a future. John goes on, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Fathers, you have knowledge. Parents have knowledge of God. You know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. The Christian life is a life of spiritual combat. It is, and it's going to be that way until we die, until we enter the kingdom fully, the kingdom of God. There will be a battle all the way to the end. And John is declaring to young men, if there's any young men listening, I know you're in a battle, right? You're tempted all the time. And think, for example, just I was reading some statistics yesterday about pornography. It is a plague on the land. I mean, there are just millions and millions of men and women, but a large majority of men who are trapped in this vice. It's super powerful. And it has the kind of effect, I was reading in the article, that pornography has an effect on the mind, and too much of it, first of all, any of it is bad for the soul. The bishops just wrote a document saying, really, it's a mortal sin for us to open our hearts to it and say yes to it. But it has power over us, and it has an ability to almost like rewire our brain. First of all, it has the capacity to kind of set off in our brain the same kind of high or reaction that people experience when they smoke crack cocaine. So it's potent and it's powerful. So what is that all about? It's an attack of the evil one. He wants to enslave. He wants to dominate. He wants to control. And he ultimately, as we talked about at the beginning of this week and the first day, Monday, talking about the massacre of the innocents, he wants to kill and destroy. So here's John saying, don't be afraid. You've been given the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the King who has destroyed sin and death and disarmed the principalities and powers, the satanic powers that are in this world. So you, in Jesus, you've conquered the evil one. But you haven't conquered, you can't conquer him on your own. You got to be in Jesus. So if you're listening to the program today and you're not in Jesus, you're not living in him, you're not living for him, maybe you haven't yet given your life to him, been baptized, and or maybe you're walking, you've been far away and you haven't been to confession in a long time, go back. Get yourself in right relationship with Christ. Remember what he said, your sins are forgiven if you confess your sin to Christ. He will forgive you. He wants to put you on the right track so you can live as a conqueror in freedom. He says, I write to you, children, because you know the Father. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit with us, God poured, St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, God poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And it's that Spirit that is no longer a spirit of slavery, he said, of fear, that's dominated by fear. But Jesus wants to give us his Spirit that cries out within us, Abba, Father. Jesus wants to reveal to us the truth about the Father, that God our Father loves us. He looks upon us with mercy and tender compassion, and that his love itself, that he's everything that is good is a reflection of the Father. And he wants us not to be living in a kind of distant relationship with God. He wants to break all the foolish, really satanic ideas about reality, that there is no God, or that if there is a God, he's a clockmaker God who's kind of wound up the world and really couldn't care less about us. Or even, I have to say, even what I hear Muslims talk about their experience of God, that he's really just justice is really all that he is. And the mercy of God, the tenderness of God is not expressed. There's not a full revelation there. It's not enough to save. That's the issue. Then John goes on, I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Repeating, he said, I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. And so what is he saying again? He's repeating what he said earlier. You conquer the evil one through the strength of God and through the word of God that remains in you. Remember what Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians. He said, put on the whole armor of God, and the offensive weapon, the one offensive weapon in that armor is the sword of the Spirit, is the sword of God's word, the word of God that we wield against the enemy who's constantly trying to enslave us through his lies. So here's the way John ends this section. He says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Isn't that interesting? He said, do not love the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That doesn't make sense. Doesn't God want us to love the world? What's he talking about here? He's not talking about the beautiful creation. He's not talking about your next door neighbor. He's talking about the dimension of this world that's fallen, that resists God, that's in sin, in war, in perversion, in rebellion, and lying and cheating and stealing, and all that power that's present in this world. He said, if you love the world, you're going to be an enemy of God, he'll say later. He says, for all that is in the world, the sensual lust, the enticement of the eyes, like I want to have, I want to take, I want to, all the glitz and the glory, I want it, right? And he said, and the pretentious life, the proud life, the life that doesn't need God, the boasting, that's what this section's talking about. This is the world, man pounding his chest, and I'm going to embrace sin and power, and I'm going to put myself first. And I'm going to have and consume and possess. All of that is the domination of the world. And he says, all of this is not from the Father, but it's from the world. Yet the world and its enticements are passing away. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. This is the clarity of the mind of the apostles. The gift we celebrated, the incarnation, brings us to this. Jesus came to set captives free. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to make war on the kingdom of darkness. He came to disarm the powers and principalities that dominate and rule this world. He's come to give every human being new power and a new capacity through the power of his blood, through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, within each one of our hearts, a new capacity to come out of the world that resists God and that's passing away. And here's the key. If we die in the world, with the sensual lust and the enticement of the eyes and the pretentious life, all that, we are going to pass away under the same judgment that this world is under that resists God. But John is telling us, but remember, the one who does the will of God remains forever and lives forever. So do the will of God. Hunger after the will of God. Fight against sin. Embrace God's will and walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Have a great and blessed day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.